Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we're going to be discussing educational strategies. So, let's look at the student readiness model. What do we mean by the student readiness model? Well, teachers quickly realize that students are individuals, each operating at different levels of ability. For some students, this might mean that they are operating above the average ability level of their contemporaries, while for others, they may be functioning at a level that is below average. Then, too, there are the students who are in what can be called a comfort zone. These students are learning at the optimum learning level. They're being challenged and learning new things, but yet they don't feel overwhelmed or inundated by the new information. Okay, just to complicate things, we also have to remember that student readiness is not a static entity. In other words, it is constantly changing. Some students will become more confident throughout the semester and will be able to increase their student readiness. And, unfortunately, other students may fall behind and might slip to a below-average position. Therefore, the onus falls on teachers not only to work out how best to design the curriculum, but also how to structure classroom learning activities that are going to challenge the maximum amount of students. The strategy of question adjustment can be deployed to help bridge the gap between those students with low readiness and those with high readiness.
Question adjustment means that the teacher will ask questions at a variety of different levels of difficulty. There will be some so-called easy questions to build the confidence of the students who are less ready, and then there will also be some really difficult questions which are supposed to stretch the more capable students who are the most ready.
Let's move on to the area of formal assessment. In other words, quizzes and tests and so on.
The formal ones are those that count towards the mark or grade for the course, but the informal ones don't.
The purpose of giving the informal assessment is to help build student confidence. Readiness begets confidence, but conversely, confidence can also help to improve a student's level of readiness. Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. Question 1. What is the main idea of this report? Question 2. How does the speaker support his statement that student readiness is not a static entity? Question 3. What does the man state about curriculum design? Question 4. Which one of the following is the best description of the question adjustment strategy? Question 5. Which one of the following statements is correct according to the report?